Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dean Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 FM. WFAN.
Well, it is a good evening to you and how you be at 6:30 and 35 seconds to go right along with it Wednesday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Tom Lugauer, Paulie Rosenberg there on the other side of the glass, and the 1-877-337-6666. For the marathon, 45-minute schmooze, right up until Nets basketball at 7:15 on your fan, New York City.
My goal here is to always be in a position where we're identifying the talent on our team that we want and try to keep the players that we want.
This strange and powerful story has been acclaimed as the most terrifying of all time.
The story of a haunting question that drives a man to the brink of insanity.
And we also have to identify where our holes are or see some of our weaknesses and go try to acquire players that address those.
Is it possible for such things to happen?
For a variety of reasons, you know, the team has struggled the last couple of years, but it's not that long ago in 15 and 16 where we were a playoff team and there was a World Series title at our fingertips.
He's been a salesman, a dispatcher, a truck driver, a con man, a bookie, and a part-time bartender.
This, I felt like, was a unique opportunity. One, it came to me. And two, it was an opportunity to do something big in New York City.
I'm responsible for the welfare of the people of this town. Now, we've got a monster on our hands, and it's my job to see us destroyed.
You know, with an opportunity to put a organization that has such a huge, huge history that I could try to bring back success and bring back a positive mindset.
But I do know that our greatest advantage is our brains.
All right, then let's use them and not take a chance.
I feel like we need to make some additions to have this team compete, but that's my intention to do so. My intent, any wholesale changes would be with the intention that we can compete in 2019.
What might happen today in that remote, unexplored last frontier on Earth? Unchained since prehistoric time.
I have confidence in a lot of the guys' names in that clubhouse. They've had performance track records in the past, and I think there's future ahead of us. But look, I wouldn't have taken this job if I didn't feel like there was an opportunity to win and build around this thing.
Time has passed, to be sure. But it's the special time in the special place known as the Twilight Zone.
This is our way of wishing you all a happy Halloween. We are not suggesting that if you go out trick-or-treating tonight that you wear as a costume a Metropolitan jersey. Not at all. If we can give peace a chance, we can give Van Wagenen a chance. Mainly because we have no choice. One prevailing thought that permeated the airwaves today on your fan in New York City was what Van Wagenen has to do before he signs a power bat for the outfield, before he signs a catcher, before he signs a third baseman, before he adds to the bullpen. Before he does any of this, he must use all of his negotiating skills to convince Jeff Wilpon that adding a power bat, adding a power-hitting outfielder, adding a catcher, that adding a third baseman, that adding bullpen arms, is Jeff Wilpon's idea. To not only improve the team, but to add to revenue. That Jeff, spending money, yes, spending money will make you and the organization money. Money for you and for Sal Katz. For everybody involved. And this is what Brody has to do. He has to say to Jeff, that son of entitlement, Jeff, great idea. So, okay, let's bid on Machado for starters. And if we get him, you're going to be coming off looking like a hero. A hero to your team and your fan base. And even if Callaway has guys batting out of order, nobody is going to care because you made it happen. Because we have Manny Machado, and nobody will care if he steps on somebody's foot or tries to trip a guy or doesn't hustle. Because you, Jeff, you're taking the bow as the new prince of the city. So again, great idea, Jeff. Let's do it. Let's see if Brody Van Wagenen can turn Jeff Wilpon, of all people, he with a pauper's purse. Let's see if Van Wagenen can turn him from the man with the pauper's purse into the prince of the city. Well, that was a prevailing thought, prevailing idea today. And then we are hearing from reliable sources, as we say in the trade, when Jeff Wilpon first met Van Wagenen, he was asking Van Wagenen for candidates for the GM job. And when all was said and done, to cut to the chase, it was Wilpon convincing Van Wagenen to take the job. Now let's see what he does with it. So the village, I love this. Oh, I think we can all predict what this was all about today. That village in New England, they had their parade today. Oh, it must have been so much fun. It must have been so exciting, let's face it. We're sure they were celebrating their town. Wow. We're sure they were honoring their baseball team. Of course, this is obvious, is it not? Of course you're going to celebrate being down. Of course you're going to be honoring at the parade the baseball team. We're sure they were feeling good. All that civic pride. We're sure that when Cora took center stage, well, I mean, come on, of course. When he stood tall and proud at the podium in front of thousands of fans, that he had to thank them. Had to thank all of them for their support all year long in a record-breaking season. We have a little sound of Cora, and I want us all to feel good with this because I'm sure that as he took to the microphone, standing at the podium, getting all of that love from all those good fans up in Beantown, I am sure that he addressed them and thanked them, all those fans. So let's, you know, we all want to feel good and share with that love that they were expressing, the fans and some of the players, and certainly Alex Cora when he took to the podium, because I know with the soundbite that has been presented to us that he is going to be thanking all those fans for their support and just expressing what all those fans in New England are feeling, that civic pride, happy about their team, celebrating their team, and honoring their season. Let's listen to Alex.
The New York Yankees, yeah, the sky was falling. You know, we lost game two, and he was panicking here. Everybody was like, whoa, it's over.
What?
We scored 16 at Yankee Stadium.
Wait, hold on a minute. Can we hear that one more? I know that's the wrong cut. That must have been when Boston was playing the Yankees in the playoffs. Not today. Please, Tom and Paulie, and these things happen. Listen, it's live radio. There's no way he would say that today at the parade, I'm sure. So I think, do we have maybe a cut from today at the parade? Okay, let's hear this.
The New York Yankees, yeah, the sky was falling. You know, we lost game two.
What?
And he was panicking
today?
Here. Everybody was like, whoa, it's over.
This is
we
today?
Scored 16 at Yankee Stadium. On it.
Oh, my God. And what was he doing that? You know, can you make it up already? The inferiority complex. The Yankees, New York City, for the most part, together as one, in the heads and tormenting the soul of all those people who wear Red Sox uniforms and root for that team. You have to feel for that message today. And what they were doing, of course, during the regular... Well, listen, when they take on the Yankees, we can understand that. And here they are in the playoffs and chanting anti-Yankees. And then they go to the World Series and win all of that. And, you know, if you're a Yankee fan, I can see the smile on your face because they, up there in Beantown, just cannot get New York City and the New York Yankees out of their head. It is an inferiority complex that just won't go away. All right. 1-877-337. We're here until about 7:15. So it's a marathon, and from here it's about 35 minutes. So give us a call with the 1-877-337-6666. Number to call on your fan, New York City.
We score 16 at Yankee Stadium. On it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.